The leaders of the 16 Commonwealth realm countries who have the Queen as their head of state have agreed to scrap outdated laws that allow younger males to leapfrog their older sisters to take the crown. Australia's Prime Minister Julia Gillard says she's pleased the historic change happened at the Perth CHOGM meeting. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says the historic laws were at odds with modern countries and needed to be changed. From Perth, here's our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane.
The decision was unanimous. All 16 Commonwealth nations who have the Queen as their head of state agreed to revamp the succession laws.
For us in Britain, some of the issues we've been looking at date back to the very beginnings of the English crown. Others to the Bill of Rights in 1688 and the Act of Settlement in 1701. All 16 realms here today share this rich constitutional inheritance.
The Prime Ministers of Britain and Australia, David Cameron and Julia Gillard, stood side by side to make the announcement.
The idea that a younger son should become monarch instead of an elder daughter, simply because he's a man, or that a future monarch can marry someone of any faith except a Catholic, this way of thinking is at odds with the modern countries that we've all become, and we've agreed to introduce this for all descendants from the Prince of Wales. Put simply, if the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were to have a little girl, that girl would one day be our Queen.
Prime Minister Cameron, can I congratulate you on leading this initiative? Can I offer you that congratulations both as a Prime Minister and as a woman?
As well as bringing equality to the monarchy, the changes will overturn the laws that currently ban a monarch from marrying a Catholic.
The monarch must be in communion with the Church of England because he or she is the head of that church. But it is simply wrong that they should be denied the chance to marry a Catholic if they wish to do so. After all, they're already quite free to marry someone of any other faith. We agreed this has to change.
These things seem straightforward, but just because they seem straightforward to our modern minds doesn't mean that we should underestimate their historical significance, changing as they will for all time the way in which the monarchy works and changing its history. So I'm very glad this moment in history has been made in Perth.
Britain will rewrite its laws first, then consult with the rest of the realm nations. Julia Gillard says all Australian states and territories have given their in-principle support.
And we look forward to working with you and with your officials on now doing the technical work that needs to be done to ensure that we, along with other realm countries, enact the necessary legislation. In Australia, that does need to be legislation at both the federal and at the level of each state.
CHOGM Talks today will focus on a report commissioned at the last leaders' meeting in 2009 on how the Commonwealth should be reformed. The so-called Eminent Persons Group suggested 116 changes, one a Commissioner for Democracy, but it appears that recommendation won't be supported.
That's our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, reporting there from Perth.